A new program starting this year in Mexico requires all new teachers there to learn English. It's part of a push by the Mexican government to give students the language skills they need to be competitive in an increasingly global workforce. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Kendall Blust reports.
The main objective of this class is for you guys to develop.
Maricela Contreras encourages her first-year students at the Superior Teaching College in Hermosillo to speak English as she passes back graded papers. She's been an English teacher for nearly a decade, but this year she's part of something new. For the first time, Sonoran teaching colleges are requiring every future teacher to learn English, no matter what subject they plan to teach. And they'll have to pass an English exam in order to earn a degree. It's part of a national mandate to help Mexican students learn to speak English. Here's Contreras.
Basically, I think it's being in touch with the language and practicing. That's the way you will get better. And that's what they're doing here at Escuelas Normales.
It's difficult to understand an authentic accent.
Yeah, because
the Sonoran government added 21 full-time English professors to teaching schools, or Escuelas Normales, this year. They purchased new books and materials, and they're upping the time teaching students spend in English classes. Contreras and fellow English professor Graciela Correa are working on a new curriculum. Since being selected as professors in the English program, they've been busy preparing lessons and attending trainings. Contreras was part of a group that spent 6 weeks this summer in a customized teaching program at New Mexico State University.
This is something that never happened before, and we're very excited, and we have great, great expectations on this.
That's Patricia Langford. She's director of the Sonoran Center for Teacher Development. She says there have been efforts in the past to improve English in Mexican schools, but they haven't gotten results.
Being Mexico a monolingual country in which you don't need to use English once you step out of the classroom, so it is very difficult. Now we are trying to bring this learning up to a higher level.
The first step is for teachers to have a solid grasp of the English language, she says. But that doesn't mean they'll all teach in English. Outside of official language classes, content areas like history or science won't be taught in English. Instead, Langford said the idea is for students and teachers to communicate informally in English, even outside of class time. That method hasn't been tested, but Langford says she's hopeful that having daily interactions will help students become more comfortable communicating in their second language.
Teaching English as a second language is a priority internationally, in Mexico, and especially in Sonora, that, well, we are at the border with the U.S., so we have to take advantage of that.
Sergio Espinosa is Director of International Affairs in the Sonoran Education Ministry. He says for students in Mexico, speaking English opens doors to better jobs, and it also helps them take advantage of scholarships and study abroad programs in the United States that often come with a language requirement.
We're not only competing with other states in Mexico, or with the U.S., we're competing internationally.
Genre, let's practice that word.
Back in the classroom, first-year teaching student Jesus Sanchez is preparing to become a middle school English teacher. He says English education isn't very good in Mexico right now.
Kids don't like English, and that's why I want to be a teacher, maybe, to make them like it.
He calls English a must-have for everyone in Mexico these days. And Contreras says she's hopeful that the new program is a step in the right direction.
It is exciting. It is exciting because it's what you love to do, and that other people realize that it's important and they support you. Well, it's the complete package.
She's working hard to make this program effective, but she says it's just the beginning of a long road ahead. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.